U.S. job losses continue, but at a slower pace. The Labor Department reports the number of newly laid off workers seeking unemployment benefits fell for the third consecutive week. Last week's total of 530,000 claimants was down 21,000 from the previous week. Global Insight Chief Economist Nariman Baravesh.
The labor market is improving. These numbers are still high. The jobs market always lags the recovery by, I would say, at least 6 months. And there's a very simple reason for that. Businesses are reluctant to rehire until they're sure that the recovery has legs, basically that it's sustainable.
America's unemployment rate stands at 9.7% and is widely expected to top 10% by the end of the year, even if economic contraction ends before then. Meanwhile, existing home sales in the United States dipped unexpectedly in August, reversing several months of gains in one of the country's most beleaguered sectors. The National Association of Realtors says home sales fell 2.7% to an annual rate of 5.1 million units, down from a 5.24 million unit pace in July. The group spokesman, Walter Maloney, says plenty of would-be home buyers exist, but that finalizing sales is proving difficult.
We know there's been a lot of contract activity, very strong increases in contracts. What's happening is not all of them are closing.
Despite an easing of last year's severe credit crunch, some home buyers continue to report difficulties securing financing. It was the mass issuance of home mortgages to individuals of dubious creditworthiness that led to a rash of defaults and foreclosures beginning in late 2007 and set the stage for last year's financial meltdown. Since then, many banks have tightened lending standards. The median sales price of an American home stands at $177,000, down from $203,000 a year ago. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.